who works very hard. She's a nurse. She has a daughter. It is no small feat for her to get out there and be an audience. And so to personally know somebody who made such an effort to be at that show and have the antics that went on is just disappointing.
Right, right. And I mean, can we say what those antics were?
Yes, please.
So from what I understand, I'm not a Jane's Addiction huge fan, but the lead singer, right, was really, really inebriated.
Yeah.
And went on a rant and, yeah.
And there were some fisticuffs that ensued. And I think also just being a host of this show, I also feel a little bit of when bands who are comprised of male musicians and they take on a woman's name, it kind of feels like, I don't know, it's confusing to me. Maybe there's a lot of ways
Alice
of
Cooper.
Looking at it. Yeah. So there's a huge amount of disappointment, but rather than focusing on the disappointment, I'm going to focus on Chaka Khan. So
yeah,
here we go. Let's
love
do
Chaka
this.
Khan. Thanks for having me on. We're going to take off because the parking meter situation around here is very tense.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's great to see you. I'll be on the air next week.
Yes. What have you got in store for us next week?
You know, I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, as you're noodling around, if you listen in, you will hear Linda Mandolin, who is coming on mic with me later on. So
yay. Have a great
really
rest
exciting.
Of your show.
Thank you for popping in.
All right. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Okay, and once again, you are listening to Something About the Women, WMFO 91.5 FM. We are located on the Tufts campus in Medford. We are Freeform Radio, and that was Sue that was just joining me on mic, who will be on air next week. And so looking forward to hearing what she has in store. In the meantime, I have some Sunny War.
It's worth a prayer, it's worth a ring. When it's not there, there's no feeling. I'm so numb now, find me somehow. Sweet nothing. Let's make a dream of this tragedy. Something to live for, sweet nothing. Someone to speak life into me. I'd kill and die for, sweet nothing. It's in the eyes of you can't see what you're. Thank you.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, a three-song set starting out with Chaka Khan, who is my current Shiro, and that was I'm Every Woman. That is a title track from that recording. After that, Sunny War, Sweet Nothing from Anarchist Gospel. I put a little PSA in there about adopting a dog. In my spare time, I foster dogs. I have had a number of dogs through my house, and my latest one just got adopted last weekend, a sweet little puppy by the name of Alice Lowe. Now, there's a musician, Alice Howe, and I thought that that was the puppy's name, so I thought, well, we're destined to be together, so I should, of course, foster Alice Howe. And then when I signed up, I realized it was Alice Lowe. Now, there's a Nick Lowe and a Rob Lowe, but I don't know if there's a famous musical Alice Lowe. But she got adopted. She's in a family, and that's fantastic. I ended that set with The Chelsea Curve, Don't Look Down. And The Chelsea Curve has a show coming up. They are going to be at the Burren on October 25th. So that's a little ways away, but you can still get tickets. And they will be in the lineup that includes the Cocktail Slippers, Stupidity, the Chelsea Curve, and DJ Sherman is going to be there. And I've been looking at some of DJ Sherman's work online, and it's mod. It's really cool, as are the bands that are playing that night. So really interested in this whole mod scene, and really like what I saw of DJ Sherman's work online. So more to explore. I'm going to play one more song. What am I going to play? I'm going to play something by the Chicks, and then I'm going to ask Linda Mandolin to come on mic with me and share some thoughts. So why don't we get started there? And thank you so much, Linda, for having this discussion with me. So appreciated. Here we go. The Chicks.
Gaslighter, denier, doing anything to get your ass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
We moved to California and we followed your dreams. I believed in the promises you made to me. Swore that night till death do us part, but you lied.
So once again, you are listening to Something About the Women on WMFO. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a guest on mic, Linda Mandolin. Linda, hello, how are you?
Hey, Kirsten, how you doing?
I am fantastic. It's so great to have you on mic, and especially here at Something About the Women, because, you know, we celebrate women in music.
Yep. That's pretty good.
Yes, that's a good start.
Right.
And so you are, of course, in an all women's band, but you have done a few things. And so I wonder if you would tell us a little bit about Tiger Bomb and Crystal Canyon and your work with Lee Harrington and, of course, your solo work. And I'll leave it up to you where you want to start, because that's okay. That's a lot. That's a lot to keep track of.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how I do it. Well, let me start with Tiger Bomb. I think most of the audience probably knows me best from Tiger Bomb. We're from Portland, Maine. We play garage rock and roll and California pop, as I like to call it. We've been together for about 9 or 10 years. And I'm one of the main songwriters in the band, myself and Chris Horn. I play rhythm guitar and I sing lead, and I also am a harmonist. I do harmony, sing backup. We play the Boston area quite a bit, love it there. And we have 2 albums out currently, with the 3rd one in the can. Hopefully we'll be out sometime next year. We also have a single coming out via Radio Candy mid-September called Can't Go Back. And the other song is called Ready to Go. So people will hear that on the airwaves. And I'm sure WMFO will get their copy, of course. Really proud. It sounds great. And I think you'll like it.
That is fantastic, because of course we love your music. We play all of your music. I'm particularly fond of Sugar Buzz, and I don't know if it's because I'm a candy fiend.
Could be.
Yes.
Sugar sweet.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and awesome. When did Sugar Buzz come out? That was
I want to say 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's been a few years. Tiger Bomb years sometimes tends to stretch a little bit between albums, but we, we put tons of quality into the artwork, into the whole process. So that's why it takes a little longer. But yeah, we're just
and it shows.
Excited.
It really, really shows.
Thank
and
you.
I will say, even as long as I've been listening to music, and of course, hosting on air, I sometimes am guilty of, well, why isn't that song recorded? And then I kind of have to, like, check myself, because there is a lot of work that's involved. And I don't know if audience always realizes that. And I also, yeah. I have to say, it's one of the reasons why I love going out and hearing live music so much, is that a song that is not yet recorded, or maybe never will get recorded, can be performed. And so live audience gets to experience songs and music, events that happen organically that wouldn't happen, that mm-hmm. haven't been recorded. So it's the effort of recording is so appreciated, and so is live production, live shows.
Yes, and well, thank you. And it's not cheap to be in a band anymore.
Yes.
Because, you have to pay for studio time, you have to pay for mastering, and you also, if you're not on a label, you have to pay for duplication. Anyone that wants to put it out on vinyl like we do, we're vinyl purists, it's not cheap to put out, but we really believe in the quality of our work, so we tend to go that route, but...
Yes, I'm a huge fan of vinyl, and it's how I really, in my home, will listen pretty much exclusively to vinyl. So now you're
very
also
cool.
with Crystal Canyon, which is maybe a little different than Tiger Bomb.
We currently have 3 albums out. We had a new album come out last November. We did a small tour of the States. With that, we're more, I hate to say shoegazy, but kind
That's
of shoegazy.
That's okay. Say shoegazy. Shoegazy's fun.
Okay. Yeah. Shoegazy, ethereal, kind of sonic, pop, but very heavy in, some parts, male, female vocals. I'm mostly the lead singer in Crystal Canyon. But we do, beautiful harmonies, and we love making videos, and we don't play out a lot because it does take quite a bit of effort to get a Crystal Canyon show, either on the road or on stage. We use a lot of effects. We use some backing tracks. It's quite the production with Crystal Canyon.
Mm-hmm. It's a labor of love, yeah. But you do have recordings
sure
out, so we can turn to that.
Yes.
And then yep. You had a collaboration with Lee Harrington.
I did, yeah. Lee contacted me via Bandcamp a few years ago. It was during the pandemic, and he had liked a solo song I had put out called Portal to Your Heart. So he contacted me on Bandcamp. I really didn't know Lee's background or history, you know, because I was kind of not really new to Maine or Boston, but just not familiar, you know, and he's, you know, a member of the Legendary Neighborhoods, and he's an amazing bass player. He sent me a demo of a song that he had demoed called Real Love, and it just blew me away. And I knew that I had to work with him. So, you know, it was still in the pandemic, so Lee recorded in Boston and I recorded here in Portland, and we collaborated that way and mixed, mastered it, and put it out on Red Records, Justine's label.
Oh, that's just fantastic. So you did some kind of geographically remote collaboration in Crystal Canyon and with Lee Harrington. However, with your solo work, you got to work on your own work. And so,
yeah.
You know, as Something About the Women, I would love to hear a little bit about your approach to your solo work and how that all came together.
Okay. Well, I've been doing some solo work throughout my long career, but I guess it started back in 2020 when the pandemic started. I did a home recording of a song called Be All Right, and all the proceeds went to Maine Medical for COVID, emergency COVID. It was so early in the pandemic that it was pretty much mainly for the emergency rooms. So I just knew that I had to do something. You know, it was spreading at an alarming rate. We didn't know the seriousness of it yet, and it just seemed like a good thing to do and to try to lift people's spirits during a dark time.
Yes, yes. And we didn't know exactly what to expect. And as a nurse, as a healthcare provider, you know, there's so many yes. needs at that time, even in terms of like families, transportation or meals or,
yeah.
you know, just getting cell phone chargers to people. I mean, it was just
sure.
so many different aspects of life that when suddenly this pandemic dropped on us, people were yeah. left really kind of lost and afraid. So all of that is so important. Thank you for taking the time to acknowledge that and use your music to help be a part of the solution. So that's beautiful.
Oh. Thank you. So yeah, did that single, and then like a year later, collaborated with Lee. He loved my "Portal to Your Heart" song, so I had put that out, and took a few years off. You know, worked exclusively with Tiger Balm and Crystal Canyon, as I do. But this year, I just got the feeling that life is too short, and I had a little downtime, and I wanted to put these songs out. Just had to get these songs out into the universe. So I went into Acadia Studios here in Portland and recorded my first solo single, Be Adieu, which came out in April, which includes a very rad video.
Mm-hmm.
and then I had heard a song, I don't usually do covers at all, but I heard a song that just blew my mind, and I just knew that I had to do my own version. It's called Little Dreamer. It was by originally done and written by an LA band called Some Birthday Girls. They're pretty obscure, but they've done recordings on the Wednesday soundtrack, and they're mostly involved in TV writing, I think.
Okay.
So I heard this song on YouTube, and I just blew my mind, so I had to do my own version. So I put that out in July, and both singles did very well, and I'm getting ready to hopefully release a song that I recorded in memory of Justine, called "I Love How You Love Me" by the Paris, originally done by the Paris Sisters.
Oh, my goodness. So you have quite a bit going on. I know I want to talk to you a little bit more about this song with Justine, so I'm going to bring you back on mic about that. But in the meantime, I do want to let people know that your solo music is also available on Bandcamp. So so it's out there. You've recorded
and all
it.
All streaming platforms. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes. I tend to be Bandcamp because I know that Bandcamp provides a little bit more revenue to the artists. But yes, of course, if that's not where you purchase your music, then where you purchase your music. But on the other hand, go look at Bandcamp.
Yes, yes, you're right about that.
And thank you so much for this discussion. This has given me so many ideas for what I'm going to put up on air, like what we're going to listen to. So why don't we listen to some music and I'll bring you back on mic.
Great. Sounds great.
This one's for you. I'm not going to
well. Thank you so much, Linda Mandolin, for coming on Mike. And then I am actually going to have Linda come back because I do want to continue this conversation about this beautiful song that she worked on with Justine Kovalt and kind of the story that how this all ends up. So in the meantime, let me tell you what I played. I started with the Chicks, and that was Gaslighter, title track from that recording. After that, per our conversation, Linda Mandolin, Portal to Your Heart, a solo song by Linda Mandolin, and then a song that inspired her, Little Dreamer by Some Birthday Girls. I have to look that up because I am certainly a Wednesday fan, so I'm curious as to what song they have on that show. And then Be Adieu. And it was interesting in conversation with Mandolin that we have some French-Canadian ties. So, yes, Be Adieu made sense. I have a moment to play a song by The Sins before I bring Linda Mandolin back on mic. And we'll also be playing something by Justine and the Unclean. So a couple more songs, and then I'll bring Linda back on mic. And then, of course, end the show and make way for Brian Young for Crash Course of the Ravers. So here we go with The Sins.
You tell me this by waging war.
Okay, well, it turned out I had time for another song, so that was super fun and super unexpected. And both of those are musicians who are going to be playing in the near future. So The Sins, Devil is in the Details from Lil Devil, and Elin Jewel, Green River, and that was released as a single. And I just love that version so much. It's really helped me to reappreciate that song. And so, let's see here, according to my list, of course. And I just posted where The Sins are playing. I know it is, I'm going to go online and look. The Sins will be playing on October 12th with High End, Minx, and Kinnack at the Square Root in Roslindale. So that is October 12th, and that is an 8 p.m. show. So I have yet to be there because the Square Root is so far from my home, but one of these days I will make it. And then Elin Jewel will be at City Winery on September 27th, and that is a 7:30 show. And I'm going to continue on with my plan for Justine and the Unclean, bring Linda Mandolin back on mic, and then play one last song, and then I will exit left as Brian Young comes into the station. So, here we go. As I mentioned, I'm bringing Linda on mic one more time because we still have some more to talk about. Linda, thank you so much for coming on mic with me. It's really been a joy hearing about your music and where you're going and what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's just a pleasure to talk with you again. And God, just being on the radio and getting to talk about music in general, like, is what I'm all about.
Yes. And I know you live in Maine. I realize that, but you have such a presence in the Boston, Somerville, Cambridge area. And including in that, of course, is your relationship with Justine. And I know that you were close and you worked together. And in fact, you were telling me that you were working on a song that you had been, maybe you can explain it better than I can.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I've known Justine for years now, and we were you know, very close friends. We started chatting about doing a duet together. Let's see, well, it's a few years ago now, but we started trading, you know, notes back and forth via email. And she wrote me one night and just said, you know what, I want to do the song I Love How You Love Me by the Paris Sisters. I think that we could really David Lynch that one up and, you know, make it real ethereal and spooky, maybe play it in a different key. You know, she told me the beats per minute and I was all about it. I'm a big fan of that song and like all the early 60s girl group songs. And so we started, you know, collaborating on some ideas back and forth. It got delayed for a little bit because she became very busy with her own CD release and her own thing going on. And unfortunately, the collaboration didn't come to fruition because she passed away last mm-hmm. June. So it took me quite a while to... I'm still not over it. Nobody is.
Right, right. It was so sudden, so unexpected to find kind of the wherewithal within yourself to continue working on something in Justine's absence. But of course, she's still also with us. I mean, she's left so much behind.
Of course. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Yes. So, you know, some months passed and I'm like, damn it. You know what? I'm going to get this together. Some ideas started popping in my mind and I'm like, I'm going to go to Acadia. I'm going to record this. I'm going to recruit, you know, my favorite female musicians. And one of the first people I thought of is one of my favorite Boston legends, Shauna Carmody. She started the Swirlies from Boston. She's done some solo work, and she was on Justine's label with her band, Nightspell. And her singles with Justine on Red and Red just blew me away, and Justine loved her too. So I approached Shauna to kind of sing with me on this and play guitar, and she said yes. And so she recently got married and moved to Maine to my luck. Mm-hmm. And we got together in the studio and recorded this, and it just turned out just better than I had expected. And it's just so beautiful. And I think that Justine I think she would dig it. I think she'd like it a lot. And we had her in mind. She was with us the whole time. And it was an experience I will never forget. It was magical. It's not out yet. I hope to release it by the end of this year. I'm kind of looking around for a label that will put it out. And it's just an ode to her and the magic that she left us with, you know.
Well, that's such a beautiful, beautiful story in a way of honoring Justine in the absence of your recording. Of course, we will play another version. I want to thank you for coming on, Mike. And I want to mention, you know, it's been such a joy having this conversation and this thread of collaboration through all of what you're doing, through working with other musicians, your support of Maine Medical, your work on this song. Continuing to work on this song that you had started with Justine. So it just shows, and that's why, you know, we look around the audience when you're performing and see so much love and gratitude. And thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming on air with me.
Thank you, Kirsten. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. Well, we will continue to have these conversations and play your music. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, don't forget to stay tuned for Brian Young. I'm going to go a little bit over with the Paris Sisters. So thank you so much, Brian, for letting me do this.
No problem.